Salute to the flag, please.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to thank everyone for attending the meeting tonight. We'll move on with the public comments. Off the floor.
You do a good job plowing Elm Street.
John, can you stand and identify yourself?
Yeah, John Warner. One thing I'd like to state is I see Jay going down the road with a tractor again. No escort. The guy's going to get killed out there. I mean, you got tractor trailers going both ways. I think I mentioned this a year or two ago.
Okay.
I mean, he goes down there and does the sidewalk or something.
I can talk to him and Tony.
I mean, at least give him an escort.
Yep. You know? I will do that. I will mention that to him.
And the other thing is, I don't know, Lori ain't here?
She won't be able, she's not, she just came in from out of town and she won't be here tonight.
Any idea what's going on with this assessment or for the veterans? Or?
The only thing I can tell you is that the show up at the meeting, I mean, I'll be there. The Board of Assessment Review, which includes all of us, will be there.
I believe what happened last year, Heather Lee says to myself, to avoid doing it, and I know my own assessment was $45,000 and it should have been $25,000. So she had put them back where they're supposed to be.
Was she giving you 25% or 25%? You're saying you're supposed to have got 25% and they give you...
No, it was...
they're changing the assessment or they're changing the percentage?
What Lori told me on a phone call is that the county didn't update their end of it, and what they were doing is they were taking the 25%. What they should have done was taken the 25% of 100% assessment, which the max by law was $25,000. So some people got, as Dick has, he got more than that, and my tax credit was more than 25. So that's basically the gist of what happened with the county, according to Lori.
Well, I think I got a letter here to say, this is from Lori, as a follow-up of your initial notice of assessment change. That's what it says here.
John, the only thing I can tell you is, if you can wait till the grievance night, which is the 18th, at I thought it said 6:30, but it's been changed to 6.
Another thing I got is on these roadways that they're plowing, town's plowing.
Yes.
They had a list here last meeting.
Okay.
And half of those people, they're not even being done. I mean, I don't know how they come up with this list. I don't even know who did it. You talk to Palmer, Budashine, they do their own driveway. Funeral home, they do their own driveway. Bullis's Bay down there, I do that driveway. Before last year, another guy did it. There's only like one or two driveways they're talking about here. I mentioned about these driveways when the ambulance there, when Bobby asked about the ambulance, and they stated that, our attorney stated that we could not do it. We would like to do it, but we couldn't do it because we didn't own the road. And then last meeting, I kind of got the feeling that they were going overboard trying to get these roads done. I mean, if I lived on the road, I think I'd get together with some people and say, let's chip in and hire a plower. What's it going to cost us? $5 a plow job? You know? I mean, I plow my driveway. I think everybody here plows their driveway. I don't know what the big deal is to put the village through all this litigation and checking who owns the road and all this kind of stuff. I think we're making a big deal out of something that is really a simple situation, you know.
Well, I don't think we're going to change anything until the village attorney got all the information and the background information, you know, so the board can make a determination, whatever that might be.
I mean, I didn't even know they had other guys they were doing. The attorney said we're not supposed to be doing them. Dickie asked me one time at the meeting there. He asked me, he says, are you talking about the right-of-ways? I said, I don't even know they did right-of-ways. I said, you're the one that mentioned the right-of-ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Dave, do you have any comment?
Yeah, you want me to talk about it now? It's on our old business or whatever it is.
John, can you wait until we hit the old business then,
right.
Please?
It's on the list.
Okay. Anyone else? Maxine?
I just wanted to echo what John was saying. I think the matter has been enlarged to go beyond the original concern, which was a particular private easement driveway. And that was the...
Maxine, do you have anything else? Because I'd like to move on.
So I had one question. So Dave, the people that live on the street would have to relinquish ownership.
Right.
Okay, that's basically what they have to do. Okay.
And we have to accept them.
Right. Same as the quick deed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all you need.
As I explained in this file, we're taking quick claim deeds. Someone owns that road that isn't in this room. You know what I'm saying? And then we're not going to be able to go back there and find them. But at least if we have quick claim deed, we've got the prescription statute, we've got some right there, we take it as a village street, no one's going to come back and give us, you know, everything.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
That's my vote.
Okay, moving on to resolutions. To change the expenditure coding on voucher number 74 in the amount of $59.70 and voucher number 112 in the amount of $29.85 from 1640.4A to 1620.4A.
Make the motion.
Second.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Next order of business is the order of the bills. Bills number 269 through 309 in the amount of $21,161.80 in the general fund and $3,773.99 in the water fund.
Make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Adjournment?
Aye.